First quarter in the books, second down and 11 now for Giddings. Buffaloes have the football at their own 44-yard line. Texans leading it 7-0 as we begin the second quarter. Grimm back to throw, setting up a screen pass. Caught by Page, but Wimberly diagnoses it in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 4 way back to the Giddings 40-yard line, and that sets up a third down and 15.
Man, they read that one like a book right there. Good job of coaching right there. That's that is a lot of times you see those second and second 11, second 12s, even longs, you'll see some of those screen passes. Page, a good athlete, as we talked about earlier, but even a good athlete right there, 4 guys you can't get away from. Good job by the Texans swarming.
Let's see if the Texans now can stop Giddings from converting this third and long. Grimm will roll right, looking, and finally throwing, and incomplete. He threw it short to his receiver, who was well covered on the far sideline, and Giddings now will be forced to punt.
Yeah, big stop again by the Wimberley Texans. They ended up getting Jadarius Johnson down, first down, ended up on the screen pass, another 3 or 4 yard loss right there, which brought up a third and long, and we kind of saw right there Rustin Grimm, maybe a little bit of the opposite style quarterback of JoJo. JoJo obviously more of a drop back passer type. Rustin liked to kind of roll out, but still
right.
A pass that was about 2 yards short of his receiver. Fourth and long, Wimberley Texans going to get the ball back as Gavin stands at the 30.
Carson Harville now deep to punt the ball for Giddings. He gets it away. It's a line driver two, and Gavin will take it at the 26-yard line. Moving right to the 30. 35, 40. Gets a block to the 45. Inside to the 50 and skips out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Texans continue to win the field position battle here, Jared.
Oh, no doubt. Good return right there. And a block by number 55, Kevin Rutherford, kind of springs him a little bit on the right-hand side. Coach DeMarco's fired up down there, and that was a big-time block. Tomorrow morning when they go back and look at film, Kevin Rutherford's going to think, holy moly, man, that guy, he's going to remember me from the rest of the night. There's no doubt tomorrow morning he's going to feel Kevin Rutherford after that hit. What a great block right there.
Those film sessions are fun, boy. The room gets kind of excited when you see that up on the screen, don't you?
Oh, no doubt whatsoever.
Weeks ready now. First down and 10 for the Texans at their own 49-yard line. Long count. He takes it and turns. Carruthers with the carry, and he's able to power his way forward for about 4 yards, and that's a good run here tonight. If you can get 4 yards of carry tonight against Giddings, you're doing something. Second down and 6.
Yeah, good bounce on the outside by Moss right there, just reading it, and again ended up taking a defender with him about 3 or 4 yards. So good run on first down, makes it second and 6.
10:45 left to play in the second quarter. Texans 7-0 over Giddings here in Wimberley.
I look for him to possibly take a shot maybe here in the next couple plays to Hayden Krebs on this near side. Looks like the safety maybe.
He's looking at him. Now
he's
going to screen over the middle. It's to Carruthers, who's able to break a tackle and get about 3 yards down to the 44-yard line. That will set up a third down and 3.
And Wimberley's got so many athletes on the outside between Gavin and Hayden.
Right.
Cade Stover, Wyatt Mann. I look at some point for them to not necessarily air it out, but test some of those safeties. If they're going to cover Gavin double up with the safety over the top, I look for them to maybe hit 20 or 21 down the side eventually and take advantage of that single coverage on one of those guys.
Boy, that's kind of coaching 101 there. You should have been a coach, Jared.
I don't know about that. I don't look good in the tight shirts.
In the shirts. Third down and 3. They give it to Carruthers, does Weeks, but he only gets 1 yard. So fourth down and 2, and probably again in no man's land, they can do whatever they want. They can go for it, or they can do that whole quick kick thing again, I guess, and continue to play field position. Looks like they're going to go for it at first glance here tonight.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't go for it. Either bring Mitchell again back in for an extra blocker just to give either JoJo a little bit more time. Looks like actually they're going to squeeze out Caden Kowalski, who we talked about last week as far as from an athlete. That young man is just he is a specimen. They're going to go double tight ends right here.
Yeah, here we go. Power formation. Carruthers behind Weeks. Weeks will give it to him. Looks to the go to the left side. I think he fell forward, and he's going to be awfully close. I'm not sure I like that spot. They spotted it in between the 42 and the 41. I thought he got beyond the 41-yard line. No, they're not even going to measure this. They're going to give the ball to Giddings, and I don't know, Jared. I thought it was a bad spot, personally.
Yeah, it's certain. I mean, unless his knee on that on that near side, his knee hit. One thing that I've noticed, and this is always something that you and I can see, and of course we say it year by year, if we just give these referees a headset, we could tell them how to call the game.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be
right.
That hard for us. But the linesman on the near side was the first person to call first down for Giddings, which he is the farthest person away
sure.
from the ball.
So makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
he did it a minute ago and said that Wimberly was short, kind of preemptively called it, and we'll watch that.
First down and 10 now. Grimm gives it to Johnson, who slips. That might be a good way to defend him, have him slip in the backfield. He lost 3 yards immediately. It'll be second down and 13.
I've talked to the field maintenance guy on that slip right there.
That's
maybe
right.
Water spill right there on accident. But, no, good job by the defense. I think even if he didn't slip, there was two or three guys that were going to hit, pretty much hit him in the mouth right there. I can't tell who the defensive end on the near side is.
Second down and 13 now. Grimm will roll to his left. Pressure, he throws it out left side. It's caught, but not much of a gain. Maybe 3 yards on the catch. That was Drew Valeska on the catch, and that'll set up a third down and 10. Not much damage on that passing and catch there, Jared. Two completely different styles of quarterbacking here tonight. Grimm, much more of a runner. JoJo Weeks, much more of a passer, although JoJo can tuck it in and run, too.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. We saw him earlier do it, and it's just, again, another third and long situation for the Buffaloes.
Here's the Harville, who they put in the game. He evidently is their passing quarterback, and incomplete as he's knocked down as he's trying to throw, and Giddings will have to punt.
Yeah, good rush. Again, that right defensive end is just causing havoc. I'm going to have to see who that is. Is it 51? Is it 60? 61 is Brady Corbett. I can't tell who it these silver numbers are kind of
I thought it was 51.
Maybe 51. Trey Manning.
At any rate, Harville's back to punt now, and Gavin Martinez stands at his own 26-yard line. So good job again by that Wimberley Texans defense. Texans defense coming to play here tonight. They've done a nice job. Harville with a punt. This is his best punt of the night. Gavin backs up to the 20, and Fair catches the ball, and that's where the Texans will take over offensively.
Probably a pretty good decision right there by Gavin just to kind of take it and Fair catch that one. There's two, three guys, a higher punt than last time. Last time was more of a line drive style punt. That one had quite a bit more height on it, so Wimberley's going to take it over with, 7:49 left on the clock here in the second quarter.
Leading it 7-0.
And yeah, see if they can't maybe put some more points on the board and put together a long drive again right here.
Carruthers back on the field as the Wimberley running back. Hadn't seen a lot of these dangerous Texan wide receivers here tonight. Two tight ends again for the Texans. Weeks will fake the handoff and drops to throw.
Oh,
got
goodness.
A man long, wide open. Caught at the 45. That's man. He's going to score. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. No flags, 80 yards.
Man, what a big play right there. I talked about it earlier, taking a shot down the field. Man coming off from the outside ends up running really more of a post pattern, a deep post, 15, 20 yards across the middle, and they follow Gavin Martinez on the out. And, again, doubling him on the outside. Safety jumps down. Nobody over the middle of the field to cover man. And that's a long touchdown for the Texans. One play, 80 yards.
That's a pretty good drive, isn't it? Coles now is set to try to tack on the extra point with Stover holding. The hold is down and the kick is up. And the kick is good. 7:37 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 14, Giddings nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Fantastic. fantastic start here in Wimberley for the Texans. 14-0, the Texans lead the Giddings Buffaloes. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 7:37 left to play in the second quarter. Big plays tonight as JoJo Weeks throws his fifth and sixth touchdown of the season. He hadn't even played six quarters yet, and he's got six touchdowns.
Yeah, he's had a pretty good start to the 2017 season for him right here.
Here's Coles now. Onside kick. It's bouncing around. Let's see who's got it. See what the call is. It's near the sideline over there, though. And I can't see what the call is. I don't think they've made a call. The Texans aren't jumping up and down, though. That's usually an indication they didn't get it.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about it earlier with Giddings on the fumble that was over there. And you're going to see them boys get pretty excited if they do it. But, man, I don't know how. I guess it went out of bounds, 50 maybe.
50-yard line? No, they're going to spot it at the Giddings 49-yard line. Yeah, it was really well executed by Coles, I thought, Jared. It bounced high and kind of took that last big hop like you want it to.
That was perfect. It ended up, the big hop ended up taking it to about the nine-yard mark, and obviously you got to wait for it to go 10, but looked like a pretty good kick, but a short field right here for Giddings as Wimberley tried to kind of put a little bit more of a dagger into it right there, came up a little short.
Here's Grimm now, the quarterback, with Page in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, gives it to his receiver, trying to get outside on the far side. Is the ball carrier, but he's going to be knocked down, and that's looked like Juan Gallardo, and he lost four yards on that play, way back to the 46-yard line. Jared, that might have been why Doug Warren called that onside kick. I think Doug has an extremely high level of confidence in his defense right now.
Well, as they're playing tonight, it's tough not to. I mean, we've seen a little bit of success in the running game for them. But I think at this point, they're pretty much, if you're here, there's about eight people in this box to stop this run as he just hasn't been.
Grimm gives it to Page. Oh, up the middle. Uh-oh. All kinds of space. He's going to take it to the house.
Uh-oh.
Tavion Page, 54 yards. And in the blink of an eye, Giddings is on the board.
As I just said, that he's pretty happy with his defense against the running game with eight people in the box. Page,
we jinxed him.
Doesn't even get touched up the middle right there. I'll probably get a phone call later from Coach Warren on that one saying, hey, you're not allowed to talk about that anymore.
Thanks a lot, Jared. Boy, and once he got in the secondary, he was long gone. And you're right, the Texans had piled everybody up on the line of scrimmage. Here's the extra point try. The hold is down. The kick is a line drive, and it is good. 6:50 left to play. Our score, Wimberley 14, getting 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
.50 remaining in the second quarter. We've had a couple of touchdowns in the last, 45 seconds or so, as Marco Rossio will tee the ball up for Giddings. The Buffaloes look like they could have been in steamrolled a little bit here, and instead they're able to pop a 55-yard touchdown run thanks to Tavion Page. And now the Texans will take the ball on the kickoff. Rossio
taking his time back there, isn't he?
Right-footed kicker. Yeah, he really is. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be short and to the left. And, in fact, so far to the left that it goes out of bounds for a penalty. And so see what the Texans decide to do. Last week they decided to let Lavernia re-kick when the Bears did that. But it looks like they're going to just take the football here. Let's see. A reminder, tune in next Friday night at 7:15 for Wimberley Texan football. We'll be here as they play Lampasas, and you can hear all the action on COWO Radio and WimberleyRadio.org, all part of the Sun Radio, Sun Radio Sports Network. Be sure and join us.
Looks like they're trying to decide. Defense for Giddings is already out on the field, and they're setting up on the 30-yard line, but I can't imagine that that is where they're going to give the ball. Is that?
Well, it went out at the 20. I saw him spotted at the 20. Maybe it's a 10-yard penalty instead of at a particular place.
Huh. Could have fooled me on that one.
I thought they were going to get it at the 35.
I thought it fell out at about the 23, 24-yard line.
Huh.
But I guess there's a – I don't know the specific rule on that. Everybody out there is probably thinking, man, these guys don't know what they're talking about. But
well, one thing we do know is that it's first down and 10 at the 30.
Right.
So Weeks has Kipras and Carruthers in the backfield with him now in this particular setup, and he's going to drop to throw. Looking right and throwing right. Boy, he threw a bullet. Great move on the sideline to the 45-50. Look out, it's Krebs to the 45-40. And down to the Giddings 39-yard line is Hayden Krebs, and he's fired up as he gets up.
Man, he really out of his out, took three steps. The last one was literally a stop. He literally stuck his right foot in the ground. I think if you or I would have done that, we'd have blown ACLs and MCLs.
There's no doubt.
But he did it, stuck his foot in the ground, ended up getting about 20, 25 yards extra out of that. Excellent yards after catch right there by Hayden Krebs.
He is so fun to watch when he gets to the open field. He's like a stick of dynamite, man. He's almost impossible to tackle.
He is electric. There's no doubt about it.
First down and 10 now. Weeks will turn and give it to Carruthers. Big hole, 35-30, still on his feet. And down to the 26-yard line is Moss Carruthers. Just like that, Texans showing that they have big play capability as well.
Well, and I think starting to be able to have success on the outside is really making those linebackers have to really stop and think about, hey, that crossing pattern a minute ago we saw from they're having to stop. And that defensive line, if we can get through the penetration, as we've seen a couple times by Moss, have some success in the running game.
So another first and 10, this time from the 26-yard line. Going to give it to Carruthers again, trying to get outside to the right, and he's able to fight forward to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. And it'll be second down and 10 now as the clock goes to 5:44 left to play in the first half.
Man, that's a if you're a coach and you want to teach pursuit of the football,
that
what
was it,
Giddings
huh?
just did right there. There was five guys really just more or less mirroring down that line of scrimmage, defensive end, defensive tackles, just sliding down that line of scrimmage and forcing him to kind of bubble it out and wait for the defensive backs and linebackers to get up there. Good job by Giddings to really wrangle Moss back in after a pretty big game.
Second down and 10 now. Back to throw Weeks, looking right. Pressure, throws long, and he had to get rid of it early, and it's incomplete in the end zone. Is that Krebs back there? He kind of wanted the interference call. It was underthrown. It might have been Wyatt Mann down there.
Yeah, JoJo kind of had to throw that one up. Pressure off of the left side ended up having to make him throw it up a little early, and he very easily could have been called some defensive pass interference right there, as the wide receiver, it did look like Mann tried to come back to the ball and couldn't get through the defender. Obviously,
right.
It's a doesn't matter if it's purposeful or if it's non-negligent or whatever it is.
Right.
If it's pass interference, it's pass interference. And didn't allow the wide receiver to come back to it. It is Wyatt Mann, and he was not a real happy camper about that.
Big play here now. Third down and 10 from the 26-yard line. Weeks back to throw. Throws it right side. Caught down to the 18-yard line. Is that Krebs again with a catch? No, that's Stover. But he's going to be about a yard short of the first down. But that certainly makes this a doable fourth down here. Jared, let's see what they're going to do. I guess they'll go for it. We haven't had a field goal attempt this season.
No, I anticipate you're exactly right. I think they're going to go for it. They had a little bit of success with Carruthers on that left-hand side of the defensive line, or right-hand side of the defensive line, left side of the offensive line. And you may look for more of a power formation with Moss trying to pick up that two, maybe extended 1 yard, we'll call it right here. It looks like a yard and a half.
How big would this be if the Texans were able to get some points here and answer that big play by Giddings? And now I believe the Texans have taken a timeout. We'll take it as well. 4:21 left to play in the second quarter. 14-7 Wimberley. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Fourth down and one now. The Texans have it at the 18-yard line of Giddings, leading it 14-7. Big, big play here. Weeks, spread formation. He's got Carruthers to his right in the backfield. See if the Texans can pick this up. JoJo's going to roll right, throws it right. It's caught down to the 15. That's going to be a first down for Wimberley. That was Krebs on the catch. New set of downs for the Texans. Big conversion.
Good job by the outside wide receiver right there. Stover just really running off the defender, and Krebs sneaking out into the out pattern right there. Good three steps, hard turn, and JoJo puts it on the money. We talked about it last week. We saw several of them with Gavin that it looks like these guys have been throwing that ball for 15 years to each other.
It looks like flag football.
It does. It very much, and that's just, that's a throw that, it looks like they could make 10 times out of 10. JoJo just puts it right on the money.
First down and 10 given to Carruthers up the middle, and he powers his way forward, and everybody looks like a bunch of bowling ball pins as he's able to get 7 yards all the way down to the 8-yard line, second down and 2, and this Wimberley offense is rolling here, Jared.
Yeah, we talked about it at the beginning of the year. That's going to be something that Wimberley really prides themselves on, is high-scoring offense, and they're not really going to slow up in this game. Obviously, a tough game against Giddings, and we're just going to kind of continue to see them just pound the ball as they're doing. Awesome run by Moss right there.
Second down and 2. Here's the give to Kipris. Got some running room to the 5 and into the end zone is Guy Kipris. Touchdown, Wimberley.
And the block that seals that one right there is Moss Carruthers on the outside linebacker. Moss on the right-hand side, Kipris on the left-hand side of JoJo. Moss gets out there, seals the outside. Kipris makes one move, and he is in for the touchdown. And the Wimberley Texans have a huge touchdown right there, almost going into the half with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
To answer that big play with a nice, crisp drive down the field, here's Coles now on the field for the extra point, and the kick is up and good. 3:32 remaining in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21 and getting 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
. 21 for Wimberley, 7 for Giddings here tonight. Texans Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, the home opener. And so far, so good for the Texans against the Giddings Buffaloes.
Yeah, we talked about it so many times this year, Mike, and kind of coming into this year, the Wimberley Texan offense just going to continue to be explosive and even sometimes better than they've been in the past. And
here's the kickoff taken at the 18-yard line. Moving right, that's Grimm. He gets to the 25-30. Look out. 35, and he is going to be stopped beyond the 35 at the 37-yard line. So that's where the Buffaloes will take over. Giddings has a lot of players who are dangerous in the open field, but Texans are kind of like a bunch of fire ants. They just kind of swarm you, you know.
That's a good example right there. Fire ants is exactly what it is. We talked about team tackling, gang tackling, whatever it may be. Fire ants is an exact way to put it right there. Is whoever gets the ball Texans are going after them right now. Defense is playing a great game so far.
Ball at the 38-yard line. First down and 10. 3:23 left to play in the first quarter. Johnson, Jadarius gets it, and he is able to fall forward for a yard to the 49, but that's it. Second down and 9.
They've done a good job of putting the right amount of people on him to shadow him when he's in the ball game. We saw him earlier just really rumble for 5-6 yard gains, things of that nature. Since then, just has really been tied up in that backfield. No gains, 1 yard gains, and a couple times slipped back and had a yard or two lost too. So Texans doing a good job on him against really a man back there in the backfield.
Second down and 9. Grimm now reverse, trying to get it to Page, and Page is going to be swarmed under. And he, in fact, lost 3 yards in that backfield. So third and long again for this Giddings offense. And again, this Wimberley Texans defense, save for the one big play, they have really put the clamps on the Giddings offense. Giddings now going to take a timeout. 2:37 left to play in our second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21, Giddings 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Third down and 11 now for the Giddings offense, trailing 21-7 against Wimberley. Let's see if the Texans can get them off the field again. Grimm taking a long time and might be changing the play at the line of scrimmage following the timeout. Play clock is at 8 now. He gets it off, though. Rolling right, looking, pressure. Now he's going to scramble and run, and he's going to be swarmed under at the line of scrimmage. It'll set up fourth down for the Buffaloes, who will have to punt the ball away again.
Man, excellent coverage right there. Coach Wes Lambert here on the near side, I see him going down and yelling at him. Last week, you and I had the opportunity to sit in the press box with the coaching staff, and we know the communication back and forth, and he's running down there, and really, more or less, looks like he pretty much just picked the play as the Texans immediately on the snap went to the left-hand side and really caught him from the backside, and just good execution from a defensive standpoint right there. Fourth down and long. Looks like Texas is probably going to get the ball back right here.
And Grimm looks a little jumpy at quarterback, too. He's gotten a lot of pressure, and, I mean, very quickly he just tucked that under and said, I got to take off, man. These guys are all around me.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. I mean, with that many Texans in the backfield almost instantly, defensive tackle on the left side split the gaps, ended up getting in there, and Grimm, exactly what you're talking about, he pretty much just tucked it and said, I'm going to try to get back and get as much as I can. Linebackers are standing there waiting for him, and it was all over at that point.
And we should say this, Texans, I believe, just took their second timeout, too, so they'll get the ball with one timeout left here. Harville will punt the ball away. Gavin Martinez standing at his own 29-yard line. Harville gets the good snap and gets the punt away. Returnable, I think, by Martinez. He catches it, fumbles it. It's on the ground, but I think Gavin got it back at the 30-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over with plenty of time. 2:18 left to play in the first half.
Well, and this is where you come in handy with that that quarterback that sits back there about, what, six? I don't know. I don't have JoJo's, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Right.
Big frame, huge arm. We've seen it several times, and it's a this is a situation where you look to him and say, okay, we got 2 minutes, 18 seconds left on the clock. We got pretty much 70 yards to go. We don't have to get it all in one chunk. Timeouts, I believe you're right. I think they've used 2 timeouts now. But to have this amount of seniors on one team, this is where they show that poise. And you and I talked about it in the break. We use the word swag. We're too old to use that word.
Right.
But that's okay. I don't even know how to spell it. So
that's right.
But we'll see how they respond right here. Guys like JoJo and all of this wide receiving corps, man, they've been up for every challenge they've had.
First down and 10, back to throw from the 30. Throws it over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. JoJo kind of threw that in a little bit of traffic, Stops the clock, though, at 2:13 remaining.
Yeah, I was trying to get the crossing route coming across, and the two wide receivers actually ended up almost running into each other. So slow coming out on the other side. Actually, may have been Mitchell right there coming out of the other side of the linebacking crew right there and just couldn't execute. So JoJo ended up kind of throwing it away. But you're right, almost into a crowd. This is not a situation you want to make an error by any means.
Second down and 10 now. Receivers all over the place. Kipris in the backfield with Weeks. And Kipris will get the quick handoff up the middle. He's going to be wiped out right at the line of scrimmage. And now it'll be third down and 10 with 2:05 remaining. The clock is running. And you wonder if Doug Warren is going to push this too far or go ahead and kind of milk the clock. He doesn't seem to be in a big hurry. He might on third down and 10 just say, you know, I'm just going to kind of milk this and go to the halftime with a 2-touchdown lead.
Yeah, if you told Coach Warren that against the Giddings Buffaloes you'd have a 21-7 lead at half, he'll take it. But I think a lot of it will depend on this third down. If they end up getting a first down, I look for him to probably try to get up to the line. JoJo's got so many check with me calls already in his pocket, so we'll see what happens.
Back to throw. Looking over the middle. Throwing, and it is caught. Nope. In and out of the hand. No, he caught it. Is that Gavin Martinez that caught that on
that
the right side?
Twinkle Toes Stover.
Stover with a first down catch. He may have caught that with his toes. I mean, he literally kept the ball from hitting the ground with his feet, I think.
That was a great catch right there. Good use of the hands. He lays out for the ball, and it kind of looked like it bobbled around a little bit. But, man, that's a big play, and exactly what I said, getting up to the line real quick right here. Coach rethinking his method.
Well, it wasn't they got there as quick as they could. Kind of wish they'd have gotten there a little quicker. Here's Weeks now. Throws it out right side, and that's incomplete. He's trying to hit Kipris. The clock stops at 1:04. And I, like you said, I believe they have one timeout left. So it'll be second down and 10 from their own 42.
Yeah, we saw a big double coverage down here. Wyatt Mann on this close side had double coverage over the top of him. So Gavin ended up single coverage on the top side. So that's something that if you're the coaches, you're looking at thinking, okay, you know, how can we exploit this really success that they've had with the post patterns over the middle and the go routes to these wide receivers. Krebs last week, we saw Wyatt Mann earlier in this game run across it. So that's got to be something that's going through their minds right now with this wide receiver group that's so deep. I mean, four deep is unheard of in the Texas football.
And it's going to be a reverse to Gavin Martinez trying to get outside right and a great job of tackling in that backfield. He lost 2 yards back to the 40. So that'll set up a third down and 12. The clock is at 50 seconds. And now it is going to be stopped. And let's see if Wimberly took their final timeout. Nope, now it continues to run. It's down to 41 seconds on third down and 12. Giddings will get the football to start the third quarter.
I think they're probably going to let this run maybe all the way down and call a timeout.
With 15 seconds or so left.
No, they're going to get up and do it now. Clock down to 8 seconds already, getting up to the line. So it's going to be going to be a little bit tight getting up there.
Here's Weeks now. Back to throw. Looking left, throwing left. It's caught. Looks like Krebs to the 50. Makes a move to the 44 and out of bounds on that far sideline. Down to the 38-yard line. 13 seconds left to play here, Jared.
Hurdles
a
defender.
With one timeout, he hurdled or jumped or something.
Hurdled a defender on the left-hand side. Ended up getting about 10, 12 more yards, 13 seconds. And this is an opportunity that if you can get another 10, 12 yards, throw your kicker out there. See what happens. He's shown some pretty good stuff in the extra points and in the pregame that we've seen. And like you said earlier, they have yet to attempt a field goal this year. This may be a chance that you go out there and see what he can do.
Here we go. Ball at the 38. Back to throw. Weeks looking. He's going to go long to the left side. He just threw that into some open space. And there's 6 seconds remaining. Nobody was in the area. And let's see if they talked to an official into dropping the flag out there. It looks like the Giddings secondary kind of wanted the intentional grounding call.
I think they're going to get a personal foul on Krebs right here coming back across the middle. Defender weren't necessarily agreeing on how they were covered. And I think he may have gotten some extracurricular activity right there is what we'll call it. But we'll see what the call is.
Well, and if that's the case, they may have a runoff here with 6 seconds left to play. That might end up being the last play of the half if it's an offensive penalty. Yeah, it's going to be a dead ball. You're right. unsportsmanlike call against Wimberley.
Yeah, it is.
They're going to replay the second down, though. They're going to mark it back to the Wimberley 47-yard line with 6 seconds. I guess it's
this will be
time
a kneel down.
Is it a kneel down or you're practicing your Hail Mary? You think they'll kneel it down, huh?
I don't know. Of course, JoJo's got to, he's got a huge arm. This may be a test for him right here from the 47. See if he can't get the ball out there for one of these guys.
See what he's got. He's calling a play in the huddle, that's for sure. Well, this might be kind of fun. Let's see.
That's right. We never know what's going to go on here. Three wide receivers.
Just let it go, JoJo. You're a senior. Back to throw. Looking right. Throws it over the middle, in and out of the hands of the receiver. 1 second left. That was Carruthers who had the ball thrown to him. He was wide open. I don't know if he would have scored or not, but he's kind of frustrated with himself for dropping that thing, Jarrett.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a perfect pass right at him and just in and out of the hands of Moss. That would have been a big game. But like you said, 1 second left on the clock right here. Another opportunity if you're Coach Saucier right here, you're looking at your playbook thinking, okay, what do I have for, you know,
a 53-yard?
53-yard play. Yeah. Maybe a screen pass. I don't know, but we'll see.
Here we go. Weeks again in the shotgun. And he drops the throw. Looking right. Looking. Now he's scrambling. He's in trouble. He tucks it under and run. He just needs to slide now and not get hurt.
Yeah. Get out of bounds.
That'll be the end of the first half. Our score, Wimberley. What a first half. Texans 21, Buffalo 7. And we'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at RE/MAX.com/Wimberley.